Mishnayis Mesechta Bechoris Mishnalef Halakeach Ubar Chamor Rishonochri. If a Jew buys off a goy, the Ubar, the fetus, the baby of a Chamor, as a goy owns the Chamor, the goy owns the donkey, and now the Jew just buys off the goy, just the Ubar, just the fetus. So Locher is, now the Jew is Potter from Bechor. Chur is Pshita. We'll see in the Mishnah though, that since the mother belongs to the goy, that's the Locher. The Postik says, the Yisrael, Yoni Chayv and Bechora, if those things belongs to the Jew. Not here, that the mother belongs to the goy. Therefore, you put them in a Bechora. And the Gemara speaks out that the Chiddush also is that we don't make a Kenas. There's a Tzad to say that Midi Rabbana, we should counsel you that you have to give it or be paid for it and give it to the Kain. The Chiddush is no, you put it completely. Another case is via Moichaloi. Let's say the opposite of it. Let's say the Jew owns the Chamor, the donkey. And he sells now the Uber, he sells now the Bechor to a guy. So again, the locher is that you put them in a Bechor, and there's no Kshanas here that you should have to go buy it back and be poiter it and give this sale, or else just be poiter and give this sale to the Kain. There's no Kshanas, also you put them. Now, and the Mishnah says on this, Afa Pishen Roshoi, even though you're not allowed to, that there's a Gzeirah with the Rabbanim in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, that you're not allowed to sell a Behemoth Gasa to a guy. Because there's a Gzeirah, maybe you'll sell it to him or want to sell it to him right before Shabbos, and the guy will say, let me try it out first, and it still belongs to the Jew, and the guy will try it out on Shabbos, and therefore the Yisrael will be over the Yisrael, Shvisas Pemtoi. So therefore the Rabbanim made a Gzeirah that a Jew cannot sell a Behemoth Gasa to a guy. So Mishnah says now, when you just sell the Uber to the guy, Vamoichaloi, Zafapishen Rishoi, not allowed to, even though you only sell the Uber here, so you're not allowed to do that, and still though, that you put them in Abachor, and also there's no Kenas. Let's say become a Shut, to become a partner with a guy. A Jew and a guy buys a Chamorah together, and then it gives birth that has a Bechor. So even though usually there's a loch of Petah Chamorah that the Jew has to be poiderit and give the seer to the Kayin, here you put them. Now, behind Mekabu Mimenu, let's say again, the guy owns the Chamorah, and the Jew is Mekabu, receives it to work with it, like to fatten it, and also he'll be able to keep the animal, to keep the Vladis. So even though the Jew will keep the Bechor, still you put it, since the mother is owned by the guy. And the same with the opposite way, via Noisim Leib the Kabbalah, if a Jew gives his Chamor to a guy, to Mekabu, to accept it, to work with it, and he'll keep the Vladis. So put them in Abchor, in all these cases, you put them from the mitzvah's pidyon Petah Chamor. Again, by regular Petah Chamor, the firstborn of your Chamorah, you have to redeem it with a set and give the set to the Kayin. Here though you put them. Why? Shinyama, the Pasuk says, be Yisrael. It says in the Pasuk, Hikdashtili kol b'chor b'Yisrael. So we dash in that the whole thing has to belong to Yisrael, both the mother and the b'chor. Avolai b'acherim, but not if a guy has any sheikhis to the mother or to the b'chor. So therefore you're now Mishnah, the Yisrael is pota min abchoro, and like we spoke out, there is not even a kenas mid rabbon, you don't have to do anything mid rabbonin either. Now the Shashailo, why does the Mishnah, the Mesechta start talking about Petah Chamor? Before the Mishnah should have started speaking about first about Petah, a regular Bechor, of a Behemoth Torah. And the Gemara explains that the Pshat is this first parak talks about Petah Chamor, it's a small halacha. And the rest of the Mesechta talks about the Bechor of a regular Behemoth Torah. Therefore it says the small amount of halachas first, and then in the second parak we'll go into Hilchus, Bechor of a Behemoth Torah. Now the Mishnah says, Kahanim or Levi and Peturim, a Kohen or a Levi, he's also potter from the din of Petah Chamor. If he owns the Chamor and the firstborn, he's potter from being partner with giving a seer. Whether it belongs to a Kohen or belongs to a Levi, they're potter in Abchorah. What's the reason? Mikal v'chema. Have a Kal v'chema over here. That in Potru, Shal Yisroel ba Midbar, if the Kohanim and the Levim free the Yisraelim in the Midbar, is dinu, it's a svara to say, sheyifturu shalatzman, they should free themselves also. And this kavachom is like this, that in Leviim, the Leviim freed the Bechore Yisrael. The people, the Odom of a Levi or a Kohen, they freed the Bechore shel Yisrael. But the Apostle says in Bamidbar, kaches a Leviim tachas kol Bechor b'vnei Yisrael. So now it's a svara sheyifturu shalatzman. But the kavachom that by Levi and by Kain, if they have their own Bechor, there should not be a loch of Pidyon HaBen. So this Kavachayim is good for the loch of Pidyon HaBen.
But how do we know our locha petach hamor? So that the Gemara says there's like a hekesh that the pasuk says. Ach poda tifte es bechor odom yes bechor behema tamei tifte. So whoever's bechlal pidyon abden is bechlal pidyon petach hamor, and the Levi and the Kohen, since they're potter from pidyon haben, who are then the potter from petach hamor. Benachlam, if the owner behema tayra and he gives birth on that bechor, they'll be chayiv.
The Mishnah Beis, Poro Sheyodo Kimin Chamor. What's going to be if a Poro cow gives birth to a baby that looks like a donkey? Or else the Chamor Sheyodo Kimin Sus, or a Chamor, a donkey that gives birth to a min that looks like a horse? So Potem and Abachor, in both cases, the Bechor has no Kedusha. There's no Din Pidyon, there's no Din Bechor. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Petah Chamor Shnei Pomim. One in Shemai says, two different places. Petach hamor, petach hamor. So we dash from the extra word petach hamor that achiye ha-yulet chamor v'hanilet chamor. Both the mother has to be a chamor and the kid, the bechor, has to look like a bechor. If it looks different than the mother, you put them in a bechor, it has no kedusha. This is a drasha over here, and this tan, our tan holds, so what then the same halacha applies by a behemoth toyer also, that if an eiz gives birth to a rochel, it'll also be put them in a bechor. Now the Mishnah says, "Umahem bachila." What's the law? Can eat them? Let's say if a poro gives birth to a chamor, are you allowed to eat this chamor or not? Even though the animal itself does not have simonim tahira, but it comes out of a mother, out of a behemah tahira. So the Mishnah says like this: "Behemah tahira shiyoldu kamin behemah temeya muta bachila yes, you're allowed to eat it. If a poro, if a cow gives birth to a chamor, since this chamor came out of the poro, you're allowed to eat it. And the opposite way, utemeya shiyoldu kamin behemah tahira." Let's say a chamorah gives birth to a poro. Halacha is also bachila. You're not allowed to eat it, even though it has a simonim taira. And the klal is shehayotze meha tomei tomei. Whatever comes out of an animal that was tomei became part of that animal. When it comes out now, it remains tomei. Shehayotze min ha-tor, tor. Whatever comes out of a behemah taira, though, comes out of a poro, remains tor. You're allowed to eat it, even though it does not have simonim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be dog tome shabola dog tor? Let's see, a tome dika fish swallowed up alive, let's say, a tor dika fish, but it swallowed up the whole fish. So lachar is mutav achila. Later, when you cut up the dog tome and you find inside it a complete whole dog tor, you're allowed to eat it. And the opposite way, vitor shabola dog tom, let's say a fish that's tor, swallowed up a tome dika fish, and now you find that tome dika fish inside the stomach. Is also bachila, you're not allowed to eat it, also bachila. And the reason is, lefi shayna gedulov, it did not grow inside the stomach. In other words, it just swallowed it, therefore it remains the same halacha. But if it would have been that a dak tor produced inside of a dak tomei, and a chanami would have been tor, like the Mishnah before, that shehayotze mea tor is tor. But over here, it was not produced in the fish itself, it only swallowed it. So therefore, since it's not gedulai, it does not change the halacha. That if that fish is tummy, it remains tummy. If it's Torah, it remains Torah. Mishnah Gimel. Chamor shalai vichra. Let's say you have a chamor or a chamorra that did not give birth yet. V'yolda shnei schorim. Now the first time she gave birth to two kids, two zocha at the same time. So the locher is noisein tle'echa l'koin. All you have to do is just give one to the koin. One tle. You have to be proud of one of them. Even though we look as if both of them came out at the same time. But our Tana, the Mishnah holds, EF shalat samtsem. Two things can't happen exact same time, and therefore for sure one came out before the other, so only one of them has is a din of a petach hamor, even though we don't know which one. But all you have to do is just be mafresh one tleh and give it to the kohen. What's going to be if he gave birth to a zocher and a keva the same time, and now we do not know clearly which one came out first? Maybe the keva came out first, so then you potter. The zocher is mafresh tleh. Still, you have to set aside a tleh to be poida this petach hamor, because mashma the petach hamor has kedusha. So min hasafik, you have to take off the kedusha of the petach hamor. But mafresh tlecha, but liatzma, you have a right to keep it. Once you mafresh the tleh, the seh, that's the loch of a petach hamor, that you have to set aside a seh and give it to the kohen. Now, once you set it aside, it takes off the kedusha of the petach hamor, and now it's only a mitzvah like mominis to give this mammon to the kohen. So here it's a shalav of a mitzvah mechaber olavaraya that you're part of from giving it. So therefore, you have to do just set it aside and you can keep it for yourself.
What's going to be shtei chamorim? Let's say one person owns two different chamorim. Shalai bichru, both of them did not give birth yet. V'yoldu shnei schorim, now they both give birth, each one to a zochor. So pshita noisen shnei tloin l'koin. They both have a lock of petach chamor, and you have to give two says to the koin. What's going to be zochor nekeva? One gives birth to a zochor, one to a nekeva. Or yirel shnei zochorim nekeva. They give birth to two zochorim and one nekeva. So also one of them is a suffix if it's really a bechor or not, because maybe the nekeva came out first. So in such a case, noisen telech l'koin. You have to give for sure one tlet to the koin. That's like a vadai. And the other one, that's a suffix petach chamor, he hat l'chur be mafresh a tle, but you keep it for yourself. What's going to be if, let's say, these two chamorim gave birth to shtein nekevis v'zocher, two nekevis and one, or else, so shtei zechorim or shtei nekevis gave birth to two chorim or two nekevis. So again, we have a suffix if there's a bechor here altogether or not. So l'chur is again, ein kan l'koin klum, the koin gets nothing, because there's not a vadai petach chamor here. So again, a vadid have to be mafra set aside a tzler, mean a sofa to take off the kedusha of the petach hamor, but you do not have to give it to the kohen. Mishnah Dalet. Achas bichro v'yachash lebich. Let's say you have two chamorim. One gave birth, one did not. Now, v'yoldu shnei zchorim, both of them gave birth, now each one to a zochor. So locher is one for sure is a bechor. Therefore, the din is noisen tlech on the kohen. You have to give one tleh, one set to be poido, that petarechim. What's going to be if they gave birth now, one to a zocher in the keva, one to a keva? So again, it's only a sofik if there's a bechor, because maybe the zocher came from the one that was already bichor before. So therefore again, mafras tle echad liyatzma, you have to mafras set aside one seh to take off the kedusha, but about it liyatzma, you have right to keep it. Shinema, now, how do bechal do we know this yisur that you have to be mafresh with the seh? Shinema, the pasuk says, o petach chamor, tifte b'seh. For the petach chamor, you have to redeem it with a seh. Now, what does a seh mean? Min hakfosim u'min ha'izim. It could use whether it's a lamb or whether it's a goat. Zochor nekev, it could be a zochor nekev that you use to be toided this petach chamor. God of a cousin, a big or even a small one, no matter how cheap it is. Tomim, if it's a complete one. Or balmum, even a balmum also. Because this is not going to receive kedusha to put on the mezbeach. It's only a matana to give to the kohen. Now also the Mishnah says, Ufoide boy pom harbe. You could use it to be poyed a lot of times. And Rashi learns, like let's say you had one petach hamor, and you took this set and gave it to the kohen. And then the kohen gives the set back to you for present. So you're allowed to use it over again to be poyed there a second time, or a third time, but it happens over and over. Also, nichnas l'dilis aser, in a case where you keep this set. Well, let's say the case before we had where it's a sofik petach hamor or not. So you have to be mafresh to sell, but you have a right to keep it. Now, when you keep it, it's yours completely, and it goes into your cheshbon of your ma'isa behema. That if you have nine other behemas are born that year, this makes it into ma'isa. This makes the tenth one. You put this in the cheshbon of ma'isa. The emes, let's say this seh dies, even though you did not give it to the kohen yet, the locher is nen and boy. The kohen has a right to use it to have anor from it. Like once you're mafresh, you're vadai seh, the locher is, it goes to the kohen, even though he didn't receive it yet. Like if it died before he got it, still he's the one that has a no from the mace. You're up to Mishnah Hey. Ein poidin loy ve'egel. This petach hamor, the firstborn of a chamor, the mitzvah is to be poidin redavku with the seh, with the sheep. But ein poidin loy ve'egel, not allowed to use a calf. For loy b'chai, you can't use a chai, I mean, you can't use a deer. For loy b'shrute, you can't use a seh if you made a shchita on it already. It can't be a dead already. V'loy b'treifa, not even if it's alive, but if it's a treifa that's nikeris, that's also no good. V'loy b'klayim, you can't use a klayim. That means a seh that came from a tayish and from a rochel, came from a goat and from a seh. That's no good, not from klayim. V'loy b'kfi, you can't use a kfi, which is a suffix, whether it's a chayim, whether it's a behemah. Now, Rabbi Eleza, Mata b'klayim, Eleza holds no, you're allowed to use b'klayim. In the case where both parents were says, just a goat came upon a lamb, so he holds the kid is also still called this. In fact, it says Bevneishu said the kid is still called a seh. Both the mother and the father were both says, so therefore it's kosher for pidyon abet the pidyon petach hamor. But v'yosef b'kvi, but by kvi that he still holds. So also Bevneishu suffer because the suffer maybe it's a chaya. But the mission started off. You can't be poyed the petach hamor with a chaya. Now nosnu l'koyin. once you give it to the Kohen, ein HaKohen Rishor L'Kaimoi, means if the Yisrael gives the Petach Chamor itself to the Kohen, before it was poider it, so locher is the Kohen is not allowed to hold on to it. But at Sheyafrish the Setachtav, right away you have to set aside a Seh to be poider it. And true, and then he keeps the Seh, and then he could be mishtamish with the Petach Chamor. But before he's poider it, we're afraid that maybe you forget to be poider it, and there's an Issa to use the Petach Chamor. So therefore we do not let the Kohen Stam keep it, but rather right away he has to be poider it. Mishnah Vov, Hamafrish Pidyon Petach Chamor Vameis. Let's say Yisrael had a Petach Chamor born to him, and he set aside this seh, he was mafreshit. It means Hamafrish Pidyon, you set aside this seh for your pet, your firstborn Chamor Vameis. And then this seh itself died. So Rebbe Lezer says, Chayovim Machriusai, Yechai Bachrayach, you have to be poider a second time to make sure that this seh gets to the Kohen. And he learns out, Kechom Misloim Sheben, just like a Pidyon HaBen. If you lose the money before you give it to Kohen, you have to give it again. Yechai Bachriusan, here also Petach Chamor, also Yechai Bachriusim. And Rebbe Lezer learns out a Hekesh from the Pasuk that it says, Petach Chamor, Lebuchar Odom. Pasuk says, Ach Podeti Podi Asbuchar Odom, Vyasbuchar Beima Tumeya. Says a Hekesh, Petach Chamor to Pidyon HaBen. However, the Chachomar Mechom is saying no, the Chomimrim ain Chayovim Beachriusai. They say no, you're not Chayivin Achrayis of this Seh. And they learn out better, Kepidyon Maisesheni, just like Pidyon Maisesheni. Once you pay the Maisesheni, even if you lose the money, that's it, the parents are still chulin. So he learns out Petach Chamor rather from Maisesheni. Now, Heyud Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadik, they both said over Edis, our Pidyon Petach Chamor Shemes. And the case that the pigeon, the seh you set aside for the pigeon, died, shen kan the kohen klum, that you don't have to give anything to the kohen, as they hold at chomim that you're not chayim bachri yuson. What's going to be though, meis petach chamor? Let's say before you mafresh it, the petach chamor, the firstborn of the chamor in itself dies. What's going to be meis petach chamorim? So Rabbi Lezerim Lezer holds you cover. The din is you have to bury it. Vice versa, the petach chamor has kedusha on it, and therefore you have to bury it. Means even if you already set aside your mafresh tleh for this petach chamor, but that's from Lezer l'shitosa, the kozeman, you don't give it to the kohen, it's not his reshus. It's still called reshus Yisrael. He's chayev bachri yuson. So if so, here where the petach chamor itself died, now there's no more inyan to give it to the kohen. Therefore, you yourself, the Yisrael, is allowed to keep the tleh. The chomer and the chom say no, and it's sorrowfully covered. You don't have to bury the petach chamor, because since we're talking about now, the petach chamor, because we're talking about now, well, you already poider it, you already set aside the seh. And according to chomim, you're not chayim b'chriusim, meaning to say, as soon as you poider it, that's it. The pidyon is chal, that the seh, wherever it is, like belongs to the kohen, and if it dies, the kohen loses out. But here, that the seh is still alive, it's only the petach chamor that died, the locher is, the atleh l'kohen. The tleh, they say, you're going to have to give to the kohen. And the petach chamor itself is muta bano, because the pidyon took place. Mishnah Zayin. What's going to be loy rotzel of dois? Let's say the Yisrael that has the petach chamor does not want to be paid, he doesn't want to redeem it. So locher is orfoi. Then we have to chop off its head. Bekufis with a hatchik. Miachra from the back of its neck. The korban, then we have to burn it. Now, mitzvah pediyah kodemet la mitzvah sareifa. Avad lechatchili, we tell the Yisrael, go ahead and be poided this petach chamor. That's what Hashem wants from us, to be make pidyon. That mitzvah comes first before the mitzvah of a reif of chopping off the neck. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'yimloy sifta, only if you're not going to be poided the petach chamor, then v'yaraftoy, then there starts the mitzvah to cut off, to chop off its head. And the similar loch is that mitzvahs ye'ido kodemet la mitzvahs pediyah. When you have an omer of Rio, the loch is the mitzvah is yidah to marry her, and if you don't marry her, then you're supposed to let her go out for she can redeem herself with money. But the mitzvah is first to try and marry her rather than letting her go out with money. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Asher lo yodel." If you do not marry her, then vehefta, then help her out with the pigeon, let her pay money to go out free. Similar mitzvah yibum kadem with the mitzvah chalitza barishayna. At the beginning, lechetchila midiraisa, the mitzvah is to be miyabim your brother and your sister-in-law when there's no children there before to give a chalitza. Why? Shoyim mischavim l'shem mitzvah. At the beginning, there used to be mischavim l'shem mitzvah. But viyach shebizman hazeh, shem mischavim l'shem mitzvah, they're not mischavim l'shem mitzvah anymore. Omru, now the Chum said, Mitzvah Chalitza Kodemis, the Mitzvah Yibum, now you better off giving Chalitza, that's our minig, we only give Chalitza, we do not do the Mitzvah Yibum. Mitzvah Gula Biodon Hokoidim Lucholodim. If you makdis something, if you makdis Shebeim and Lebedek Abayis, and when you want to be poitred, you have to pay money, so it's a mitzvah for the one that was makdis, he should be poitred, he should redeem it. And the reason is because when he redeems it, he has to be mice of an extra chaymish. So then he should give the chaymish to Egdish. Hukaydim lecholodim. Shneva the pasuk says, "V'im lo yigoy al v'nim kabiyakucho." Means if it's not redeemed, im lo yigolai, they have bailim, then you mark, then it can be sold for anybody. So these are lochis, lechatzilu, these mitzvahs should be done over the other mitzvahs. Up to Perek Sheni. Mishnah says, "Halakeach uba parosei shonochri." Now we're talking about a regular parah, not a behemoth tamei, not a chamor, but a regular behemoth tamei. So if a Jew buys the uba, the embroy, from a parah off a guy, or else v'yamoy chaloi, if a Jew sells to a guy the uba, is afa pi shein rishu, even though he's not allowed to, because a Jew is not allowed to sell a behemoth gasa to a guy, or else hamishtatef loi, if you become a shut, if you become partner with a guy, you buy your parah together, or else you buy the uber, you buy the embryo, the baby together, or else fi hamakabu mimenu, if a guy gives you the parah that you should work with it, and the tnoyim are that the uberim, the babies you share, so the guy has still the shaykhis to the mother, or else fi anoisin loy bekabola, if a Jew gives his parah to the guy, that the guy should work with it, and the guy is rewarded that he can keep part of the uberim, part of the kids. The locher is potam and a bechor. In all these cases, even though you give birth to the firstborn out of this parah, the bechor is potam and a bechor. Shenema, why the pasuk says, "Be Yisrael, avloi b'yacherim," that the kedushas bechor is only if the whole behemah belongs to a Jew. But any time a goy has shaychus here, has to do with the behemah, that makes a ptur in bechor. Now, kahanim ulevim chayovim, a koyin or a levi, if they own a parah behemah tohira, and he gives birth to a bechor, and that's the kedushas bechor on the behemoth, to carbon. Lo niftrim with bechor behemoth Torah. Kahanim and Levim have no special p'tur upon a behemoth Torah. For lo niftrim, when we have a special p'tur by a kohen or a levi, ela mi pidyon haben, only by the pidyon haben, there's no pidyon haben if it's a kohen's kid or a levi's kid, or else that we have in the first parak, umi petach hamor. If a levi would own a petach hamor, that was a kal b'chayim if they patted the b'chorim in the midbar, pshita they patted themselves. But that's only by behemoth tameyah, but by behemoth Torah, they're also in the parsha of pidyon, they're also in the parsha of kedushas b'chor. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Beis, kol ha-kodeshim she-kodem mum kavu legdeshen. You have a regular korban that there was a mum, that we have regular behemoth, and before you were makdish to behemoth, there was already a mum kavu on the behemoth. In other words, it cannot be chal, a kedushas aguf on the behemoth, was never fit to be put on the mizbeach. So, chetchila, when you makdish it, you only makdish it ledomim, for the value of it, that you should sell it eventually, and the money should be used to bring another carbon. Now, veniftu, then you redeem this behemoth, meaning to say, you pay the money, give the money to hegdish, whoever does it. So loch of the behemoth is, it's like chulin gemurim now. And therefore, chayovim v'bechorah. If it gives birth to a bechor, it'll have a kedushas bechor on it. Over ma'atonis, when you shecht it, you'll have to give the zerev l'chayim v'keva to the kain. And v'yoytzim l'chulin, it goes out l'chulin when you poider it, l'igoze, that you'll have to shear off the wool, or l'yov, that you'll have to work with it. Ma'ashen came before you poider it, then it's also to work with it on the shear off the wool. It's hegdish. Who are then vlodon v'chalovon mutliyach pidyonin? After you produce it, if it gives birth, the kids, or else the milk that it has, you're allowed to use it. V'hashechta machutz pot, whoever shechts this behemoth outside the Beis Hamikdash, even before you produce it, your pot, there's no way shechut echutz, because it's not roi lepnim, it never had a kedusha saguf on it. And the same thing, v'yenoisin tamur, if you take another behemoth and say zutach azu, it's not chal kedushas b'chtushas tumur on it, because this first behemoth never had a kedushas aguf on it. V'yemesu, let's say this behemoth dies before you redeem it, locher is still yipodu, you're allowed to be poider it, because we hold the Mishnah, you're allowed to be poider bedek habayis, even though there's no hamada baruch, even though it's not standing up, still you can be poider it. And even though it's only leklovim,
they're only give it to the dogs, still you're allowed to be poitir it. Chutz min ha-bechor min ha-maisa. Excluding a bechor itself or a behemus maisa. Meaning to say, if you take count 10 animals, the 10th one becomes a maisa, even though it's a mum kavua bifuin, still there's a hegdish chal on it. In other words, even if a bechor comes out with a mum on it, it still has shlushas bechor on it. True, the loch is allowed to eat it, the bailam or the crane is allowed to eat it, but I call upon him and it has kedushas bechor or it has kedushas maisa on it.
Now, Mishnah Gimel. What's going to be kol shekodam hegdesh es mumen? Let's say the opposite way. First you are makdishit, and then the behemoth received the mum kavua. Or else a mum oivel hegdesh, even though maybe first it had a mum, but that mum was oivel would be healed up, go away, and then you are makdishit, and then first later became a mum kavua. Oliyachem mikan noilu lehem mum kavua, and first later on, it will noilu lehem mum kavua. So in these cases, the kedushas aguf is chal upon the behemoth, and just later it becomes a bal mum. And now the niftu, let's say you redeem it, still the loch of suli hamakdoshim, the loch is still p'tur min ha-bechora. The first one that gives birth has no kedushas bechor, since it first had a kedushas aguf on it, it's p'tur min ha-bechora. And the Gemara Darshan's got the pasuk says it's k'tzvi v'ayol, that a suli hamakdoshim has a loch like a tzvi, like a chaya, that has no din bechor on it. From giving the matonis to the kohen, the same thing is like an ayil that there's no mitzvah matonis, there's roya, the chayayim, the keva by a chaya. And v'einim yoytzen lachulun ligozes of lo'oved. Even after you pointed this psuli hamadoshim, you're not allowed to shear off the wool, or you're not allowed to work with it. You only have a heter to shech to teed it, but not to work with it. Uvlodin of it gives birth, but chalopin of the milk is also liachapidyonin. Even after you pray to it, that's the lach of psuli hamakdoshim, that even liachapidyon is also the cholbon is also. The third only gave heter, only the besar and teed it, and not for its milk. The hashechtum machutz, whoever shechs the psuli hamakdoshim machutz, outside the vesemitish is chayiv, yechayiv korvus. And about this, talking about the chura koydim pidyon, the Gemara says it goes according to Aliva the Rabbi Kiva, that he holds that even though it's a baal mum kavua, we're talking about a mum on bedukin shabayim, it's a slit in the eye, that Rabbi Kiva shitriz, that b'diyevet will be im olu layerdu. If it go on the mizbech, you will not have to take it down. So b'diyevet, it could be brought, so therefore it's called chazil lepnim, therefore you bring it outside, yuchayif. V'yoysen tumur, and they even make tumura, even after you pray to them, still it makes tumura. Then the Yemesu, if these behemoths die, there's Psul HaMadoshim, the carbon that has a mum on it. If it dies before you poider it, so locher is, Yikarvu, you have to bury it. There's no way you could redeem it. Because it has a Kedusha Saguf, so therefore the locher is, you need Amad Barachab. It has to be able to stand in front of the coin, and then the coin values how much it's worth. So here that it's dead, you don't have Amad Barachab, there's no din, you can't be poider it. Therefore, the locher is v'meisu yikarvu, you have to just bury it.
Now, Mishnah Dalet. Ha-makabel tzoin barza min anochri. If a Jew receives tzoin min sheep, barza like metal from a goy, meaning to say, if a goy gives, let's say, his porah, his animal to the Jew, that the Jew should work with it, and the Jew's pay would be that they'll share the offsprings together. But barzo mean that the guy says, listen, this parah right now is worth $100. No matter what happens to it, I want back $100 worth. Like if the price goes down later, or if the parah dies, no matter what happens to it, you have a chiv like barzo to return to me the $100 value. So locher is vlodis, even later when the parah gives birth, and the Jew gets his share of the vlodis, the kids go to the parah, half of the kids go to the Jew. So when that kid grows up and gives birth, pturim. So it's part of Minabachairah. Because it's considered like the guy has shaykhis to that vlad, like we'll soon see, on the case that the Jew does not pay back the money or with the poror, then the guy has a right to come and take away the vlad. So that vlad is also called like a guy has rishus over it, therefore it's Pturim Minabachairah. But vladei vladeis, the third generation, that's already chayovim, there will be a chiyiv b'chor. What's going to be Hemed Vlodis Tachesim Hoseim? Let's say they speak out clearly that the Jew, the Goy speaks out that if you can't pay me back, not only can I take away the Parah, the mother, but I'll also be able to take away the first offsprings. If so, since they speak it out clearly, then it goes down another generation. Then the Lachri is Vlodis Pturim.
Even the third generation is potem in abchoro. But vlode, the fourth generation, that's chayav, and that'll be chayav in bechor. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, he argues and says, no, afilu ad asar ders, even if it goes down to 10 generations, still all of them, it's pturim. All these kids, when they give birth, even though right now belongs to the Jew, still they'll be potem in abchoro. And the pshat is shachri yusun lenochri, because the guy has a right to take away any one of them. On the tzad that the Jew will not have to pay back, will not have enough money, and he can't take the other ones, he has a right to go down, all the way down these generations, even 10 generations down, to take away that vlad. So therefore it's all considered yad akum b'yensa, that's the pturim b'chayra. Now of course this is a special lach only over here, that the first part of the mother belonged to the guy. So therefore since it belonged to the guy, all the offspring still has shaykhis to the guy. But in the case, let's say it started out to belong to a Jew, just the guy has a right to take it away, b'teres achrayis or pikadon or a mashkin, then there would not be a ptur of a b'chayra. All right, a turnover. Now, Mishnah Hey. Rochel Shayol Dokumenez. Let's say you have a sheep, you have a lamb, that gave birth to a goat, or the opposite way, the mother was a goat, Shayol Dokumen Rochel gave birth to a lamb. The lachar is potem in abchor, even though it's a bchor, it's a firstborn, still you potem in abchor. Since the mother and the kid do not look alike, it's called a nidme, that's a ptur in the parasha bchor. But v'miyesh po miksa simonim, if the kid has a little bit simonim, a little bit does look like the mother, then chayiv, then you have a chayiv in kedushas bchor, and we had the gemara speaks out, that even though it has kedushas bchor, but it's still like a balmum, and therefore the kohen will be allowed to eat it the way it is. Mishnah Vav, Rachel Shalai Bichra V'yolda Shnei Scharim. You have a Rachel going to have a lamb and not give birth yet. And this is the first time giving birth and gives birth to two kids, two Scharim at the same time. V'yotza Shnei Rashem Kech, as far as we're concerned, the way we see it, both heads came out at the same time. So Rabbi Yosef Lili Yoimeh Shnei Lakayin, both of them go to the Kayin. Shneim the Pasuk says, HaScharim LaShem, it's possible to have even two Scharim, two Bichorim to the Kayin. And we owe the at some time, it's possible that true, both came out the exact same second. So therefore, both of them are Kedushas Bechor, both of them go to the Kohen. However, the Chachom say, no, it's not possible. It's not possible for both heads to come out at the same time. The Chachom Eifshel at some time, we cannot tell exactly, and it probably doesn't happen that they both came out at the same time. And therefore, one came out first, so true, we don't know which one. That's a lacha, one goes to the Kohen, and one you're allowed to keep. Now the question is, which one goes to the Kohen? So Rabbi Tafan says, HaKohen Borel Esayot, the Kohen has a right to take the better one, the fatter one. The Morris of the Svar, that was probably the fatter one, pushed his way through first, so he was the Bechor. Rabbi Kiva Remeno, Misham, and Benayim, we value between them. And the Morris says, meaning to say, the Kohen takes the Kochush, the weaker one, because of HaMoitza Mechaveri, all of Araya. The Israel has a right, he's a muksik right now. He has a right to tell the Kohen, you bring me a proof, which one is really yours. So therefore you can't take more than the lesser one, the kochosh. But now even the one that the Israel is keeping, really, mitzad adin, it's a suffix, maybe it's really to Kedushas Bechor on it. Therefore, Vashani, the second one that the Israel keeps, is Yiro, he has to let it pierce from the fields, actually Yisrael until it becomes a Balmum, and then he could eat it. Because then it's only Shalandin and Mamnis to give it to the Kohen or not, and then we say, all of Araya. And B'chai B'matonis, if he shechs it though, he has to give Matonis to the Kohen, because the Kohen has a right to say Mamanashach. Either it's a Bechor to give me the whole thing, and if it's not a Bechor, then you M'chuyiv Matonis. Rabbi Yossi, Poet of Yossi says, no, you're Potter from Matonis. And the Mora says, because we made Shaina Zocha, Kimisha Zocha. It looked as if the Kohen was already Zecher in that Bechor, and now he's selling it back to the Kohen. And that's back to the Yisrael, and after Lacha, the Kohen sells his Bechor back to the Yisrael, Yisrael is Potter from Matonis. Neis Echad, man, what's going to be if one of these two Bechor, one of these two kids die? So Ritafen Naimi Yachleku, you have to say Yachleku. So Mora says, the Chur of Tafen now is Chayzer, really. As before, he said, the fatter one goes to the Kohen, so we should know clearly which one died, the Kohen or the Yisrael. As it says, Yachleku, Mashra of Tafen was Chayzer, and he also says that we say Yachleku in the Resha. Now that they one died, we see Achleku on the Chai. Rabbi Kiva Imeno, the Klal is, HaMaitzim Echaveri, all of Araya, that the Israel has a right to say, you bring me a proof that it's mine that died. I have a right to say it's yours that died. I'm the Muchzik. And therefore the Kohen can't take anything. He can only take the mace.
Now, what's going to be Zohar and Akeva? Let's say with this part of this Rachel gave birth to Zohar and Akeva. So it's a suffix now, which one came out first, according to Chomim, and therefore ain't kind of Kohen Klum, the Kohen gets nothing, because maybe the Nekeva came out first. So even though the Tzad, maybe the Zohar came out first, so true, you have to wait till it comes about Mum, but then the Yisrael is not eat it, but Mumai. Mishneh Zayin. What's going to be Shtei Rechelu Shalei Bichru? You have two Rechelu that did not give birth yet. The Yoldu Shnei Zohar, and both of them give birth to a Zohar. Talochas Pshita, Noisen Shnei Mekayim, both of them go to the Kohen. There's two Bechurim here, both of them go to the Kohen. What's going to be a Zohar and a Kohen? One give birth to a Zohar, one to the Kohen. So Pshita, Zohar and a Kohen, and the Kohen belongs to the Yisrael. What's going to be those Shnei Zohar and a Kohen? Between these two Rechelim came out two Zohars and one Kohen. Now we have a suffix. For sure, one of the Zohorim is the Bechor. But the other one, we have a doubt. Maybe the Nekevah came out first. So therefore, Echod Loiv Yechol HaKoyin. One of these two go to the Koyin, one goes to you. Again, which one? Rebbe Tarfin Noim again, Akur Bar Lesa Yofod. The Habamin is a quantum Tarfin that the fatter one came out first, and therefore the Koyin has a right to choose the better one. Or in the case we have two, also, it's most probably that the single one, that's the more fatter one, that's the better one. Therefore, you have right to say that one goes to the Kohen. We have a Kivavai Menom, Misham Nebenem. We have to divide between them and see what it's worth, meaning to say that the Kohen gets the weaker one. The Yashen, the second one now that belongs to the Yisrael, even though it's a Sophic Bechor, is the Yerorat Yisrov. You have to wait till it comes to Balmum, and then he can eat it by Mumai. And the Chayv Matanis again, you have a Kiv to give the Matanis because of a Manashach. Either it's a Bechor or else it's Chumen. You have to give the Matanis, the Zroyu, the Chayim, the Keva, to the Kohen. Rabbi Yosi Poitiv, Yosi says, no, you're potter from the Matonis. Again, because he made Shein and Zohar, Kamisha Zohar. What's going to be Meis Echemim, one of the two die? Again, Rabbi Tafanam, Yachleiko, they divide it. We have Kiv Raimino, Hamayt Mechor, all of Araya. What's going to be Shein Nekevus and Zohar? Two Nekevus came out of one Zohar? Or Shein Zohar, Shein Nekevus? Again, it's ain't kind of Kain Klum, the Kain gets nothing, there's no Vade Bechor here. It could be the two Nekevus came out first, and therefore, it's only a Sophic Bechor. The locker is, you wait till it comes about Mum, and you saw credit the Mumai. Mishneh Ches. What's going to be Achaz Bichro V'Achaz Shalai Bichro? One Rochel, one animal you had, gave birth already, and one did not. Now, the Yoldu Shnei Zchorim, both these two animals give birth to Zchorim. So, Pshit Echol V'Echol HaKoyin, one belongs to you, one belongs to the Koyin. If Tafanim, what do we do again? HaKoyin Bor Las Yof, the Koyin has the right to choose the better one. The Kivoyim No, Misham Nebenayim, meaning to say, the Koyin gets the Kokosh, the weaker one. The Yashen of the second one, Yerorach Yistoyevu, has a stay by the Yisrael, yes, with all becomes about Mum, and then he could use it. The Chayb Matanis, again, Rav Yosi Poita. Sure, Rav Yosi, now the Mishnah explains, Rav Yosi used to say, Kol Shechalipa B'yat Kohen, anytime there are two behemoths involved, that one goes to the Kohen, one goes to the Yisrael, that's called Chalipa, the exchange, is by the Kohen, is Potem in Amatonis. Even the one the Yisrael has is Potem in Amatonis, because there's a right to say that the Kohen already received it, and he sold it back to the Jew, b'chalipin, the one the Kohen's keeping. Therefore, you put them in Amatonis. Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Meir holds Yechayev in Matonis. In other words, the Tanakhama is Rabbi Meir. Now, what's going to be Meis Echemim, one of the two die? So again, the Paphanom Yachleiku. His Chayzin says now, they divide equally. Rabbi Kivroima, Hamaytsu Mechver, Olavaraya. No, the Kohen has to be approved because the Jew is the Muchzik. Zohar and a Kevah, let's say they gave birth. Again, one mother gave birth before, and one mother did not, and now the two kids, one the Zohar, one's in a Kevah. So there's no Vadi Bechor. It could be the Zohar was the one that already gave birth already before. And the one that didn't give birth before gave birth to in the Kevah now. So it could be there's no Vadi Bechor. So Lachar then is Ein Kam Mekoyin Klum, Mekoyin gets nothing. But the Yisrael is Yerach Yistav, when he said B'mumai. Mishneh Tess. What's going to be Yoytzei Doifin, an animal that comes out through a Caesarean, not through the Rechem. V'yabu'achrov. And then the one that comes afterwards through the Rechem. So Rabbi Tafin says, Shneim Yiruach Yistovu. Both of them is like a Sophic Bechor, and both of them you have to wait till it comes a Balmum, and then the Balam could eat it. V'yoycha B'mum and L'Balam. Then the Balam could eat it. Because Rabbi Tafin has a Sophic, maybe a Bechor L'Dov Rechod is called a Bechor. So the first one that came out, Lamais, that's the first one. The second one is the first one from the Rechem. So both of them are a Sophic, maybe they're a Bechor. However, the Loch is like that Rabbi Akiva says, no, Shneyem Einem Bechor, both of them are Vada and not a Bechor. Harishin, the first one is not a Bechor, Mishum Shein, a Petarechim. That's the Gzeret HaKos, the Bechor has to be a Petarechim, coming out of the Rechim. It did not come out of the Rechim. And V'Hashem, the second one, Mishum Shekudom Acher, because the second one is not the first one born. There was one before, that's not called the Bechor. Bechor has to be the first one born, and also to come through the Rechim. Perek Shalishi, Mishnalef. Halakayach Beimah Min HaNochri. Let's say a Jew buys the Beimah off a guy, and when you do in Bichra, Vim Le Bichra, you're not sure whether this Beimah already gave birth or not. So kids, you have a suffix, the first kid it has, if it's a Zohar, you have a suffix whether it's a Bechor or not. So Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel says like this, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, it depends. A, if you bought a goat, Bar Shanosa during his first year, so less than 1 year old, and gave birth by you, by the Jew, Vadi Lekayin. Like, for sure, did not give birth before, can't give birth to the same year. So since gave birth in his first year, for sure, this is the first one, so it's a Vadi Bechor. Mikan Bielach, if it gives birth by you, by the Jew, after it's a year old, then suffix. Maybe gave birth before in Sparta, maybe not, so it's a Suffolk Bechor. Again, the Yisrael will eat it per Mumai. Now, what's going to be Rochel? Let's say he bought a lamb, Bashtayim is 2 years old, so again, Vadi Lekayim, if he gave birth within his first 2 years by you, then for sure that's a Bechor, that's the first one, it goes to the Kayin if it's a Zohar. Mikan Be'elch, if he gives birth to you after it's 2 years old, then Suffolk, it's a Suffolk if it's a Bechor or not. What's going to be Por of a Chamor, you buy, let's say, a cow, or you buy a donkey off a guy, so again, B'nai Sholish, if he gave birth by you within his first 3 years old, then Vadi Lekayin, then for sure that's the firstborn, it's a Kayin, it's a Bechor. Mikan Be'elch, if he gives birth after these first 3 years, then Sofa, then it's a Sofa, if it's a Bechor, man, he gave birth already once before. This is the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. The Omelo, Rabbi Kiva says back to Rabbi Shmuel, Ilu Bivlad Bilvad HaBeimun Efteris. If the only thing that kapater or bechor is the fact that they gave birth to a real vlad first, then the second one is not a bechor. Hoyikid v'recha. Then Rabbi Shmuel, you'd be right. Like if gave birth within his first year, so it's true. That's the first kid. You cannot give birth to one and then give birth to another one the same year. That's true. Ella, but the reason why I argue on your Kiva says Amr, because it says like this. That simin ha'vlad be'behema daka tinuf. Shina be'behema daka, let's like an A's, if the behema let out some blood, had some dirty blood come out of it, out of the womb, that's a proof that it had a miscarriage like. And therefore the second one that comes out after it is not a bechor anymore. So it doesn't have to be that it gave birth completely the first time. So therefore it's possible that tinuf happened at the beginning of the year, and the A's could give birth 5 months later, to a regular vlad, so it could be even though it's giving birth within the first year, maybe it's not a bechor. Same thing with the gasa by big behema shilya. You know the placenta is also a suffix to say maybe there was a vlad already. It's a simon that there was a vlad already. Uvisha by nisha shofir b'shilya, whether it's the skin of the uber itself, whether it's the placenta coming out, that's also similar to say that she had already like a miscarriage. There was already a vlad, and the second one is not a bechor anymore. Now, there, Klal, according to Rabbi Kiva, this is the general rule, that kol shiyadu shebichra, if we know for sure the behemoth gave birth already once, then ein kan l'kayin klum. Shita, there's no din bechor, it doesn't go to the kayin. But v'chol shalai bichra, if you know for sure it did not give birth at all yet, then harez l'kayin, this is the firstborn of the zachar, it's a bechor, you have to give it to the kayin. In Suffolk, what's going to be if you have a doubt whether it gave birth or not? Then the locher is Yoyochah b'mumah l'baylim. The baylim is not eat it when it becomes a baymum. Then it's only shalom hichus a mumness. You have to give it away or not. So then we said the klal is hamaytzim mechaver olav araya. So that's the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Are we choshed l'tinuf or not? Now the Gemara says Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says behema gasa. If you have a big behema. It had some clots of dam come out of it. Is a razor to cover. We have to be afraid that these clots of dam had a miscarriage, and there's an uber there, and then maybe that's the first one. So it has kedushas bechor on it. Therefore, this dam you have to bury. And v'niftra min habecharish. You know, it also makes it that the second baby it has, the second kid, is not going to be a bechor anymore, because this first one, this dam, is considered like the bechor. Therefore, Niftura, the second one, has no more Kedushas Bechor anymore.
In other words, it's like we had before, not the pater of bechor that have to be gave birth to a complete vlad first, but even if it had a miscarriage just because it's sort of dirty dam, that's also like a miscarriage. The vlad, the uba, was nimuach, and that also pater, the second one, has no kedushas bechor. Now, Mishneh Beis, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, halakeach behema menika min anochri. If you buy a cow that's nursed and that's milking, you buy it off a guy. So halachah is ein achoshesh. You don't have to be afraid to say that what it's nursing now is not its own kid that maybe didn't give birth yet, and by you the first kid it has will be bechor. No, you don't have to be afraid like that. But rather ein achoshesh. You're not afraid to say shema benosh lacheres hoya. Then maybe the baby she's nursing now is not her own, and maybe she didn't give birth yet. That can't be. That a cow or a behemoth would not nurse, would not have milk, unless it gave birth. So for sure, the next kid it has is not going to be a bechor. And the same another halacha is what's going to be nichnas l'toch edra. Let's say you go into your own flock of sheep, the raw, and you see there es hamachkirois means the young ones that when they gave birth, the churam was a bechor, menikois. They are nursing their kids. The Yeshenim of Kiris means not the young ones, but the older ones, the older cows, are also Menikos, are also nursing their kids. So who are the younger ones? If there's a Chorim, they could be a Bechor. And the older cows, what they're nursing, for sure is not a Bechor. So that's Halacha. And we do not say, Einachosh, you don't have to be afraid, Shema maybe, B'nar Shalzu, Bolo Eitzazu, like maybe the younger ones are nursing somebody else's kid, which is not really Bechor. Or maybe the older ones are not nursing their own kids. They're nursing the other ones, the younger ones' kids, that they're really Bechor. That we're not afraid about. But rather we say, whichever ones they're nursing, it's their own kid. Therefore the younger ones would be a Din Bechor, and by the older ones, it's not a Bechor. Now, Mishneh Gimel. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Oimer, that ha-sheichet es ha-Bechor. If somebody's going to shecht a bechor, means a korban bechor, and you want to make a shechita, so you do lochris by behemah before you make the shechita, by the mokum ha-shechita, you have to separate the hair to make sure like the knife does not get stuck in between the hair, that there should not be a psul of chalada. So if he says, now the problem by a bechor is, there's a special lab of loisogus, you're not allowed to shear off or pull out the hair. So what do you do here? Therefore, Meshulam says, when you go to make the shechita on a korban bechor, is oisim makom bekayfitz. You make a place in the hair, and the Gemara says bekayfitz means a place that you should be able to use like a hatchik, meaning to say you should make a wide space there, mikan umikan, like pull the hair to this side to that side, make a nice space there where you'll be able to make the shechita there. V'toilas hasor. Like it's machlokes the Gemara, whether it means to say that ainim is kavin, or it's you're really being oisik and making a split there in the hair by the makom hashechita. So you don't really have kavanah to pull out the hair. So v'tolish means just like by mistake, like ainim is kavin, if you pull out the hair, it's okay. And even if some hair does come out, the Mishnah says ubavad providing shaloi yizizenim mkoima. You're not supposed to move the hair out of its place. In other words, don't take it out. Since the Xera, people think you're allowed to be gozas, cut off the hair. So the Eitzur just to push it on the side and leave it there. That's according to Mandiyama, Dava Shein HaMaskabin is Muta. But according to Rav Yehudi Shita, Dava Shein HaMaskabin is also, Yeflem Shan the Mishnah, that Tulish, pulling out the hair with your hand, that's not called gozis, that's called like Kalachayad, that's not a normal way to do it. So even though usually it's also Midrabanin, but over here, Vaisa, since you're doing it with Tzorach HaShchita, therefore, the Rabbanim will make a over here. And the same thing the Mishnah says, V'chein ha-toilish es-haseyer, liras mokam ha-mum. If you have a mum on the Bechor, and in that place there's a lot of hair there, so you want to check out the mum. So the answer is to move the hair on the side and to see the mum. So if you have to pull it on the side, even though it may be some hair would come out when you're pulling it, again, it's a dover shenim eskavin, or else it's ain't a derech, gziz the bekach, to be muted to do this, to see the mum. Mishneh Dalet. What's going to be Seyer Bechor Balmum Shenoshar? You have the hair of a Bechor from the Balmum that fell off by itself. So this wool that came off from the Bechor when the Bechor was still alive. So we say there's a lot of not allowed to be gozes. He can't shear off the wool. And the chura postured if he would shear it off, that wool would be yosab hanor. But here the wool came off by itself. So again, it's the say, it's the hair of a bechor baal mum that came off by itself. And venicha becholoin, so the owner put it, or else the kayin, put it on the side, put it by the windowsill to watch it. V'yacha kach shochatoi, and then later he shechted the bechor itself. So what's the halacha now about this first hair, this wool that came off? So akavye be'malal al-mater. Kayin says it's okay, it's mutter. This semer, this wool, becomes mutter banor for the kayin. Because he holds that just like the shechita is matir the bechor, and the tzemer, the wool that's on top of it, so within its matir b'hanor, the hair that came out before when it was alive. No, that's the loch when you shech the bechor, so b'shash shechita, like you're allowed to use the skin, and you're allowed to use the hair, the wool on the skin. But just like the shechita is matir to use the hair, the wool on the skin, who within it's also matir the wool that came off before by itself. But the Chachamim say no, it's asur, and they make a gzeru on the tzemer, on the wool that fell off by itself, and a bechor baal mum b'chayiv, because maybe we're afraid that if so, a person will not go and shech the bechor so fast. He'll let it stay until it grows more and more here, and let it fall off by itself, and I think it'll all become mutar b'hanor later. And we're afraid if you hold on to the bechor, maybe you come to work with it in between. So therefore, Midir Abonim, they say that here that fell off, the wool that fell off, even later when you make the shechit, the still remain osa banor. So many people will not leave the bechor around, but rather they'll go and shecht it. If it's a baal mum, they'll shecht it right away. Divrei Reb Yehuda, this is where Reb Yehuda learns. Omer Reb Yosi says, no, loiv was the hitter akiva. This is not the case that akiva was matred. Loiv was the hitter akavia. Ela rather like this, b'seir bechor baal mum shenosho. So I'm now again the wool from a bechor, the bechor that was a baal mum that fell off. And he left it on the window, so the kohen left it there. And here's the shalom. Later on, the bechor died. Not that you made a shechita, but why the bechor was mace. So, in this case, a kavi be'mal al matir, he holds as mutter to have a no from this wool that came off before Michayim. He holds. So we hear the wool that's on the bechor itself, a shasha dies. And the chaim it's toyin kfura. You have to bury it. It has a look like tzasa banor, like the bechor itself. But just the hair that came off from before on this akav mahala holds it as muta. And even on this the chaim say no, still it's tzasa. And it's there again that shem yishur. Maybe people leave over their bechorim even when it comes to balmum to have enough from a semer, like we said before. So in other words, according to akavia, he holds no that even the chaim would agree. That if you make a shechita on the bechor, the shechita is matter to have anor from the hair, from the wool, even according to Chachamim. So the machlokes is when the Chachamim say it's also, it's only when the bechor dies. That's the shaila. Even where it dies, here the Chachamim say it's also. And even on this, the Kavim Amhalo says, you'll have to have anor from the hair that came off before it died. Ha tzemer hama duvlol bechor. What's going to be the tzemer, the wool, that's hanging around on the bechor? In other words, the wool really got detached from where it was growing on it, but it's still sustained, but still part of the animal, didn't come off it yet. That's called this wool, hamaduvlo, that's really detached from the behemoth, but the chor, but still hanging on to it. So it's like this, eshunira min agiza, if you could tell that it's part of the giza what was sheared off, muta, v'yashena nira min agiza, then it's also. Meaning to say, let's say after you made the shechita, now we say the wool that's on the skin itself, it's mutter for you to use. So if when you shear off that wool, this wool that came off before looks as if it's first coming off now, then it's mutter. It looks like it's taka part of the skin and it's first coming off now. You have to shechita, therefore it's mutter. But it doesn't look like it's being sheared off now. It looks like it came off before. It looks like you made a giza when it was mechayim, and that's also. Therefore it's also bahano. And this luchur is according to Chom Shit we had before, that it's also in the Rabbanon, like it's Exero, because this Tzemer really came off before when the behemoth was alive, and it was just like hanging on to the other hair. So Chom Hol, like I said before, Shit was not Matarit. Therefore, this Tzemer is also Bahano. Yeah, Perek Adalit. Ad Kamo Yisrael Chayovim Lihitapel Bebchor. Until how long does the Yisrael have a chiyah to take care of the Bechor? Talking about a Bechor that's born, let's say, b'zman hazeh, that you can't bring it for Korban, so the Eitz says you have to wait until it becomes a Balmum, and then the Kohen could shecht it. So there's no rush like. So how long does the Yisrael have to first take care of it before, like, he has the right to give it over to the Kohen? So the Mishnah said, "Behema daka, by a small behema, means by a sheep, by a lamb, ad shloshim yom." The first 30 days, it's a chiyuv upon the Yisrael to take care of the Bechor, and after 30 days of feeding it, taking care of it, then he can give it over to the Kohen. Uvagasa, big behema, meaning like a cow or an ox, chamishim yom. That's 50 days it has to stay by the Yisrael, has a chiyuv to take care of it, and after that, he can give it over to the Bechor, to the Kohen, even though it does not have a mum yet. Rabbi Yossi says depends. Bedaka shlosh chadoshim, no, by a small behema, since its teeth is small, by lamb or by sheep, so it needs its mother to help it. So therefore, the first 3 months, the Yisrael has to take care of it, to stay by its mother. Then afterwards, he has the right to give it over to the Kohen. What's going to be, Omaloi HaKohen B'toich Zman Zeh? Let's say the Kohen says to the Yisrael in the middle of this time, Tineu Li, give it to me. So Lachris HaRezeh Lo'etnen Aloi, no, you're not supposed to give it to the Kohen. And we'll see in the Gemara says, because it looks like a Kohen HaMaseyei L'Yisrael, looks like a Kohen that's working for the Yisrael, Amnasi should give him his Bechor, and that's also. What's going to be though, because anyway the Yisrael, the Kohen cannot use it now until it becomes a Bamum, so he doesn't have to wait with it. So he's just like feeding the Behemah extra now, for the sake of the Yisrael, that he should get it, that's also. But what's going to be in Hoya Bamum, let's say there was a Mum already on the Behemah, then Omaloi, the Kohen says, Tainli Shechlena, give it to me, I want to Shecht and eat it right now. That's mutter, but then it doesn't look like he's working for the Kohen. Well, Veshasa Mikdosh Bezmanda the Beis Mikdosh, Himoy Yitomim, if it was a Tam Omaloi, Tainli Shiak Rivenu, give it to me, Shakevi Makavit, mutter, that's allowed. If you want to bring it for carbon right now, also it's mutter. Naha Bechor Nechal Shana Beshana. The mitzvah of the Bechor is it should be eaten that year when it's only before it's 1 year old. Whether it's brought for korban or whether it's a balmum and you could shecht it, you should shecht it the first year. Bein tam and bein balmum, whether it's tam, bezman, they had the besimitish to bring it for korban, whether it's a balmum, if it has a balmum already, you should eat it the first year. Shem the Apostle says, Shinemar, lefnei Hashem lekecho techlein shana b'shana. Shana b'shana means that first year you should eat the Bechor. Now, Mishnah Beis, what's going to be Noilad Loi Mum B'Tech Shinosai? Let's say a Mum comes upon the Bechor during this first year, so then Mut L'Kayim M'Kosh Nei Masachredish Shenechnam, you have right to hold on to it for the first year. But L'Yach HaShinosai, after the first year, and Rosh L'Kayim, and Allah hold on to it, Elo HaShleishim Yoyim. Meaning if a Mum first comes upon the Bechor after it's a year old, so if a Shait said before it's a Baal Mum B'Zman Ezeh, you can't shecht it. Once it becomes a Balmum, you should know then you still have 30 days to hold on to it. Not more than 30 days. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Hashoychet HaBechor Umares Mumay. If somebody first goes and shechts his Bechor, before he had a Paschal Nois, whether it's really a Balmum or not, and then later he shows the Mum to a Chochem, and then the Chochem, even though the Chochem says, yes, it's a good Mum, so Rabbi Yudah Mat, Rabbi Yudah says, yes, you're allowed to eat from this Bechor. Even though you were not supposed to do this, but the effort you allowed to eat from it. Rabbi Meir Roimenor, Rabbi Meir holds, Hoyuvu Nishchat Shleapi Mumcha, since you shechted this Bechor first before you asked the Shailom, before they passed and there was really Mum, therefore the Knas to say, you're not allowed to eat from this Bechor. Mishneh Dalet, Mi Sheine Mumcha, let's say somebody is not a Mumcha, he doesn't really know the Halacha is about a Mum. For Roy is the Bechor, but he goes to Paschal anyway, and he sees the Mum, and he tells the person that's a real Baal Mum, and Vinishka Tapiv, the owner believes him, and he shechts his Bechor because of him. You have to bury it, there's no way to have Ano. And the more comes out, this comes out even good according to Rabbi Yudah, as they were talking about a Mum of a Beduka and Shabbai, and he's split in the eye, that even though you see it Lach HaMisa, but there's no proof to say it didn't change, like maybe it was not there, B'Shas Tashchita. So therefore it's a raise that you cover. And V'Yishalim Yibesayim, this person had passed in wrong, he has to pay money like he was a mazik, a din of the garmi, he caused the owner to lose out his bechorim, therefore he'll have to pay him back the money. What's going to be Donis Adin, a dying paskin the shayla, and he paskin wrong? Zichra Sechayev, the one that's really supposed to pay money, he said he's potom. Fechiv, as a zakeh, someone that's really potom, he said he's chayev to pay money. Timi, as a tor, someone that's really tor, he said it was tamei.
Tommy really said it was Torah. So locher is masha also. Whatever he did, the psak is here. He can't retract like. But v'yishalemi beisoy, the pesach also has to pay the owner, since he was mastered him, he caused him a loss, he'll have to pay him as dina degami. V'yimhoye mumcha lebedna, said the pesach was a mumcha appointed by Bezni, he had a right to paskin, that even though he made a mistake, put him on the shalim, that's the locher, the dain has a right to paskin, even if he makes a mistake, like it's still called a psak, he's potter from paying back. Now, Maisa, what's happened the case? Bepora shenit loim shalom. That a cow, that its womb, the aim like, was taken out of the cow. The achilu of tafran the klovim. So, kiva tafran paskin that that pora is a tray for now, since the womb was taken out, and therefore he said to the owner, give it to the caliph. Now, vo Maisa fechom, this Maisa came upon a chomim. Vitiru, and they held no, they paskin, that you're allowed to eat from this, from this bema. It's not considered a mum. It's not considered a treifa, even though the womb was taken out. The why? Because Omar, Tudis a reifa, Tudis the doctor told him like this, that in Poro of a chazir, there was no cow or a chazir or pig that came out of a chazir from Mitzrayim. Ad Shem Choytzchen, the same chilov, used to take out first the womb of the cow. Bishmush leitelah, they did not want to give birth. Whereas their cows and their chazirim were the best. So they did not want them to give birth other places, they'll have them also. So they made sure before it left Alexandria, they took out all their wombs, and still the animals lived. So you see, it's not a treifa. So Amr of Tafran, Tafran said, it's like I made a mistake. Holcho chamor chatafran, Tafran, I'm going to have to pay now. Chamor, I made a mistake, I'm going to have to pay for the mistake that I made. Only Rabbi Kibra Kibra said back, no. Rabbi Tafran potterata, you're potter from paying. Sha'atamum chalabezdin, chalamum chalabezdin, potter mishalim. You're appointed by Bezdin, you had a right to pass them no matter what. So even though you made a mistake, that's the salochom, you're not chai medina de gami, you're potter milishalim. So therefore, Tarfon Taka was potter from paying. Alright, we'll stop here, we'll continue on the next tape.